Struggling for relevance, woke UK Labour leader demands female James Bond. By Jack Montgomery on September 30, 2021. Sir Keir Starmer, the uber-woke leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party, said that it is time for a female Bond following Daniel Craig's last outing as the iconic British spy in No Time to Die. Sir Keir, a former director of public prosecutions, DPP, in England, made the call without even being asked the question, noted GB News presenter Dan Wooden, when he was asked to his favourite Bond actor in an appearance on Good Morning Britain. "I don't have a favourite, Bond, but, I do think it's time for a female Bond," said the MP, beaming proudly. The lawyer, who was sold as a return to the supposed good sense and moderation of Labour prior to the leadership of the hard-left Jeremy Corbyn, in whose shadow cabinet Sir Keir served, has been especially keen on taking up the banner of social justice now that he fills Corbyn's shoes. Starmer ostentatiously took the knee as the Black Lives Matter disorder in the United States spread to the United Kingdom last year and unveiled the BLM-inspired manifesto aimed at tackling whiteness in British society on the anniversary of George Floyd's death. Starmer has said he thinks the next Bond should be female. Literally nonsensical. The character is called James Bond. If he were female, the name would have to change. In which case, it would be an entirely different character, commented Paul Embury, a Blue Labour trade union activist and campaigner, comparing Sir Keir's call to saying there should be a male Wonder Woman. Sir Keir Starmer reckons James Bond, first name, James, should be a woman next time, chimed in Brexit campaigner Darren Grimes, noting the irony of the Labour leader's call considering he also says owning a cervix isn't unique to biological women. Sir Keir may not have made quite this assertion, but he did insist, when asked if was transphobic to say that only women have cervixes, that it is something that shouldn't be said. "It is not right. Anyone else swiftly coming to the conclusion that Labour don't know their arse from their elbow?" Grimes asked. Did Starmer suggest the next Bond should be female, or should be a woman? "These are not, for him, the same thing," added politics lecturer Adrian Hilton, also in reference to the Labour leader's cervixgate remarks. While the possibility of James Bond being race or gender swapped in something of a media obsession, it appears to enjoy little support among the viewing public, with less than a third saying the latter would be an acceptable treatment of the character in a YouGov poll. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.